Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis as Bitcoin recaptures $43,000. And quoting the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, $50,000 this week, new all-time highs, quarter one, 2024, $220,000 Bitcoin is in play. I'll also be sharing the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. Also in today's show, Bitcoin halving hopium. That's right. Study reveals 84% of investors expect new all-time highs. Send it. Also breaking news, German authorities seize 50,000 BTC connected to piracy websites. We'll also be discussing breaking news out of Hong Kong as they received their first spot Bitcoin ETF application, Bitcoin game theory in full effect. Also, supply and demand shocks could drive Bitcoin to take out all-time highs in a matter of days, according to Morgan Creek's Mark Yusko. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be discussing former Goldman Sachs executive Raoul Powell forcing potential Bitcoin bubble cycle, predicting a Bitcoin price target of up to $500,000 per coin. Can you say half a milli Bitcoin? Send it. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now, welcome everyone. First and foremost, let me know if the stream is loud, clear, and smooth. I had a 2-day hiatus. I had food poisoning, severe stomach cramps. I couldn't sit upright in a chair for more than 5 minutes without excruciating pain. So I took the past 2 days off. Today, I'm feeling 100%. So glad to be back in the mix. Let me know if you missed your boy. And it's good to see Bitcoin revisiting 43,000 family. Shout out to Dirty. Shout out to Norm. 58,000 by Super Bowl. Send it. Might gain bussin'. That's what's up, John Hoddle. DNA, what it do? How's your day? Going well, family. Appreciate y'all. Shout out to Nick. Good morning from Melbourne, Australia. Elaine from Montreal. Welcome, family. JB, welcome. Stedge, crypto, work. Welcome, welcome. Todd Ferris just gifted 5 memberships of the MicroStrategy membership to the following members. It looks like Norm 30, Crypto Voodoo, The Vineyards, Misha Wright, and Dirty Bird. You've all been blessed by Todd Ferris. So please show him some love. In the live chat. We greatly appreciate your giving this, Todd, and helping hook up the crypto family. So thank you, fam. Jack from Wivesfield Green, UK, in the building. Casey, good to see you, brother. Silas, food poisoning, aka re-education. Grant, to see you back. We were worried. I know a lot of you guys were hitting me up. I appreciate that. Hey guys, see you better. Melda, it's been a minute. Good to see you. It feels like eternity, though it's only been 48 hours. Doug, welcome back. Appreciate the super. Sometimes it happens. Yesterday, I intended to do the show. I tried. I set up the program, put in the time, but again, I couldn't sit up straight in a chair for more than 10 minutes without rushing to the bathroom, so wasn't worth it. Today, I feel way better, so onwards and upwards. Shout out to Jennifer. Good to see you. Corona free. Get better, JV. I feel 100% already. Yesterday, I was 50%. The day before, it felt like bloody hell, to be honest. I felt like, best way to describe it, I felt pregnant, and I couldn't do nothing about it. Just excruciating stomach pains, unable to go to the bathroom, and just had to persevere, you know, through it. But I got a strong mindset, so it all worked out in the end. But it was torturous, to say the least. Greetings, South Africa. Good to see you, family. Johnny Lee, welcome. Good to see you as well, broski. Mario Sosa, what it do? I almost flew to Puerto Rico with a search party. You got to do what you got to do, Robbie Kaiser. Appreciate it, man. Health and family first, always. Good to see you back, JV. Appreciate that. Off the wall. Bad carrots. It happens, Casey. It happens. Don't make fun of the bunnies now. Early congrats to all the Bitcoin, Cardano, Ethereum, XRP holders. Fed cuts begin March 20th on May 1st. Perfect timing to coincide with Bitcoin's April 2024 halving. Congrats again to the few. Shout out Ride Along. Appreciate your insights. I thought he was McAfee after a serious 420 session. Oh, for Christ's sake, Norm. Rest in peace, McAfee. Glad to have you back. 100% JV. Thank you, DJ. Too much kombucha. Nothing to do with the kombucha family. I ate some other things and something must have been bad. Unfortunately, it happens. We really listen to Raul Powell. He hasn't been correct in years, says Kaos. Well, you can listen to whomever you choose, but we will entertain the macro gurus' predictions.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
For Bitcoin, because he is a ex Goldman Sachs executive and he is big into the crypto, you know, sphere, as you guys know. Tulum, Stej Lash, welcome family. Is that from Mexico? Cheers. Been a minute since I visited Mexico. Welcome everyone just joining us. Pump the likes to help pump the stream. We're about to kick off our market watch. I just want to make sure I say hello to everyone and I don't miss out. Let me know if you guys miss me. I mean, 2 days without JV after roughly 2 years of not missing a show, including on holidays. So I know many of you were concerned. What up, Kepler? Good to see you, broski. Appreciate you tuning in, supporting the movement. What did I miss? Except some bullish price action. Let me know. I thought Raul Powell was RuPaul. That's kind of hilarious. RuPaul predicts Bitcoin super cycle. Don't lie, JV. You drank bad water. Oh, I drank Kathy Wood's bathwater. Come on. Don't put me on blast, Jennifer. Kathy Wood's bathwater would never do that to a broski. It's unfathomable. What up, Zach? Hey, fam. Shout out. Cheers, fam. Appreciate ya. Good to see ya. Was having JV withdrawals. DJ. Happy simp fight word. Much love. We needed a break, honey. Well, there you go. You got your break. Yes, in Mexico. Welcome back. That's what's up, man. Shout out Mexico. A day without CNA is like a day without sunshine. I know, Casey. I feel you, dog. James, cheers, bro. Appreciate it. LCX is booming, says Jordan. I'm not familiar with that particular project. Let me know what that stands for. I appreciate it, James. Much love. I miss the fam, of course. And you see Nipsey in the background. I'm sure you guys miss the mascot. I miss you, JV. McLovin, welcome. UNCNA, always brighten my day. Well, I appreciate that, family. You guys brighten my day as well. That's why I'm here every day. Soap actually might do that to a broski. Not Kathy Wood soap, bro. She don't use soap in her bathwater. Just bath bombs with all natural organic ingredients that are edible, if you know what I mean. But yeah, you don't do that to bubble bath, that's for sure, Silas. And you're funny. I saw your comments earlier. The 2 day alive week show. Come on now. You guys are hilarious. But anyways, fam, without further ado, if you're new to the channel, be sure to smash that subscribe button to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. Also, be sure to hit the like button as it helps out tremendously with the YouTube algorithm and hit the bell icon, turn on all notifications. That way you get notified when I go live. Today is pod episode number 1537. I'm your host, JV, and today is the last day of the month, January 31st. 2024, February, we'll be here by tomorrow. You already know. So let's kick it off with our market watch as we do each and every day. Give me 1 second to refresh the screen so that it pops up for you guys. It should be right here. There you go. There you have it. Bitcoin is correcting 1.5% for the day, trading just above 42,900. We also have Ether and all the major cryptos actually correcting currently and in the red. Solana, one of the biggest losers, down 6%, trading back under $100 at $99. And zooming out on the monthly to get a broader perspective, we got Bitcoin up 0.5%. We have Ether up very minuscule, while XRP is the big loser, down 18%, along with Cardano, down 15%. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap sits at $1.56 trillion with $39 billion in volume for the past 24 hours. Look at that Bitcoin dominance on a tear. Holy moly. We're at 54.4%. I kid you not. Previous episode, we were probably like 50 to 51%. That means the Bitcoin dominance is making a massive stride. That's what's up. Ether dominance is at 17.9%. And I'd love to know your opinions and thoughts on how high do you think the Bitcoin dominance is likely to climb throughout this year for 2024? Let me know. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we got Ronin up 3%, trading at $2.82, followed by Sue up 3%, trading at $1.58, followed by Leo up 2.5%, trading at $3.95. And which alts are you most bullish on for this bull run? Please let me know. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective on the day. Pretty much everything pulling back. Altcoins not doing so great. The majority are definitely in the red. And zooming out on the monthly, still majority in the red with very substantial losses, but we still got a handful in the green, including HEX, EHEX, RON, TAU, PLS, and SUI, along with Celestia and Blur. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're back in greed with a 60. Yesterday was a 61. Last week, we were in neutral with a 48. And last month, a 65 in greed. And checking out the Bitcoin halving clock, we're only 77 days, 16 hours, 31 minutes, 9 seconds, and yeah, away from the Bitcoin halving. Are you guys pretty ecstatic for that? Please do let me know, as this event only occurs every 4 years. And I'd also love to know, how many Bitcoin halvings have you experienced? If this is going to be your first, put a 1 in the live chat. If this will be your second, put a 2. If this will be your third, put a 3. This will ultimately be my third. I didn't catch the first halving of 2016, but I caught the parabolic run up in 2017. I caught the halving of 2020. And of course, this is going to be my third, with 2024 being right around the corner, 77 days out. So there you have it. But anyways, family, let's kick it off with our Bitcoin technical analysis, aka astrology for men. Check out the charts where the Bitcoin price action is likely to go next. The headline reads, Bitcoin braces for Fed Powell as GBTC outflows creep past 340 million. Now, does J Powell not have any teeth? A very interesting photo. But anyways, Bitcoin stayed under 43,000 January 31st, Wall Street open as risk assets dipped into the key United States economic policy data. Shout out real quick to Casey Gates for gifting 5 memberships of the channel to the following: Jordan, Matt, Anthony, Bobby, and Jeremy. You've all been gifted with a MicroStrategy membership of the channel, courtesy of Casey Gates. So please do show Casey some love. We greatly appreciate that. Welcome to all the new members of the channel. Much respect. So here you can see the Bitcoin 1 hour chart. And at the time of the recording, we're sitting at roughly that 43,000 level. So data from TradingView showed the Bitcoin price action sticking to a range around 1,000 lower versus the previous day's local high. Markets were wary in the hours leading up to the Federal Reserve decision on benchmark interest rate changes. This coming in tandem with the speech and press conference from Jay Powell. The latter is apt to spark risk asset volatility. As reported, commentators were already primed for snap moves both up and down. Quoting Dan Crypto Trades, open interest grinding up while we have FOMC later today. Now, often means that people will get chopped up. And as always, we tend to see a decently sized wick towards both sides around the event. Dan Crypto Trades added that the 200 period simple and exponential moving averages were the near-term resistance lines to overcome, as outlined right here. And he also shares, I am still seeing this as a bigger 40,200 to 44,500 range, currently trying to hold on the 4-hour 200 MA and EMA, which has acted as resistance last week. Now, popular trader Rec Capital shared the following. Bitcoin has indeed formed that lower high, still going to be range bound for the foreseeable future. And Let's see what else he shared here from Nebraskan Gunnar. I'm not getting overly excited here. My expectations are low and I am feeling neutral at these levels. Might just get some chop. Let me know which analyst you mostly agree with. Now, the day's spot Bitcoin ETF developments included heavier outflows from Grayscale's Bitcoin Trust, GBTC, than the 2 days prior. These totaled around 8,000 Bitcoin, worth $343 million at the time, per live data from intelligence firm Arcam, slightly up from yesterday. Yesterday was another good day of $247 million in inflows, said Dan Crypto Trades, and optimistic views on the ETF flows increasingly focus on their size relative to the supply of newly mined Bitcoin being created per day, as HODL Knot shares here. Another day of the ETFs eating supply equal to 6 days worth of block rewards. Bitcoin CEO has to print more Bitcoin soon to meet the demand. Well, thank God for Satoshi Nakamoto being the most ultimate CEO of Bitcoin. And the one and only CEO, right? 2 days of $250 million inflow. Price didn't really rally much yesterday, but a couple of days like this, and you'll see what kind of supply shock this will have on Bitcoin. Supply shock. Send it. I mean, I can't wait. And here's an update from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model. One of my biggest lessons from being in Bitcoin since 2013 and invested since 2015 is that Bitcoin redefines time, blocks instead of seconds, minutes, hours, etc. A Bitcoin year is one halving cycle, 210,000 blocks, roughly 4 Roman years, and has spring, summer, autumn, and winter. And here you're looking at the stock to flow. It ultimately predicts Bitcoin hovering between 100,000 and $1 million between 2024 and 2028's halving. And you already know 2024 halving is now only 70 something days away. And interestingly, he last edited this at 11:11 a.m. So happy 11:11. And here's the latest from the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser. As someone shared here, Max suggesting that the selling pressure has eased and Wall Street's block is no longer a hindrance has led him to encourage the community a target of 50,000 price. If Bitcoin were to reach this level, it would be the highest point for the flagship crypto since November of 2021. At the current moment, Bitcoin's trading at 41. That was at that time. Now it's trading at 43. But anyways, Max responded to this, 50,000 Bitcoin this week. Let me know if you agree with that sentiment. Yeah, I mean, he also says new all-time highs, quarter one of 2024, which ultimately would mean price discovery, meaning 69,000 per coin or above. Do you feel we're likely to hit that in the first quarter of this year? And he also says that 220,000 is currently in play. So let me know if you agree or disagree with the high priest. But anyways, let's dive into our next story of the day, shall we? And discuss the Bitcoin halving, because I know it's on everyone's mind considering it's only 70 something days out. So here's the headline. Bitcoin halving hopium study reveals 84% of investors expect new all-time highs. The fourth ever Bitcoin halving is driving optimism for the new all-time highs for Bitcoin, according to a market study involving nearly 10,000 crypto investors. Bring it. Data from survey focused on investor sentiment and anticipation of Bitcoin's next mining reward halving by crypto exchange BitGet reflects investor confidence around the highly anticipated event. So results shared outline key findings of a study and its methodology, which aimed to draw from a representative sample of crypto investors worldwide. Right on. A range of demographics was covered, with participants hailing from countries in Western and Eastern Europe, South and Southeast Asia, the Middle East and Northern Africa, and Latin American regions. 9,700 people participated in the study between November and December of 2023, with the data anonymized for the analysis. 84% of participants expect Bitcoin to surpass the 2021 bull market all-time high of 69,000. Let me know if you agree with that sentiment. Eastern Europe respondents were the least bullish on this outcome at the regional level, with 75% of respondents voting yes to Bitcoin potentially surpassing its previous record. Now, investors from Western Europe countries were the most optimistic about the next price top for the king crypto, with 41% of respondents expecting Bitcoin to surpass the 100,000 mark. However, the report notes investors from the region were less convicted about the Bitcoin halving impact on the Bitcoin price. Quoting them here, it may indicate that these investors are short-term cautious, long-term optimistic, as some Western European investors do not believe the Bitcoin halving will trigger a new bull market. So I guess that just goes to show you how uninformed a lot of these Western European investors are, which I find interesting. Meanwhile, respondents from Latin America, East Asia, Southeast Asia were the most optimistic that the Bitcoin halving would significantly impact the Bitcoin price. 84% 82%, and 81% of respondents from the regions above foresee a substantial impact of the mining reward halving. Now, in an interview on January 30th, Bitcoin proponent Paul Stork offered a contrasting view of the impact of the Bitcoin halving, suggesting the event would be a litmus test for the mining industry, in particular as rewards drop, while the hash rate and mining difficulty continue to reach new highs. He suggests that the initial impact on price might not be as pronounced as some commentators predict. In an interview in 2023 December, fellow Bitcoin proponent Adam Back shared that the next Bitcoin peak might come 18 months after the next halving. And several proponents, mining companies, gave in-depth predictions about the impact of the halving on their operations and the need to be highly efficient to remain profitable in one of 2024's New Year specials. So there you have it. Family, do you think we'll hit the cycle peak likely 18 months out from the Bitcoin halving, which would suggest in 2025 we hit the cycle peak as per Adam Back's prediction? Let me know your thoughts. And where do you feel the Bitcoin price will be at the time of the halving? In roughly 70 days? And where do you feel the cycle price peak will be for this year of 2024? If you have any thoughts or insights, please do share. I appreciate it. And let's kick into our next story of the day. We discussed the Bitcoin halving event, which is going to occur soon. Now let's discuss this other breaking story of German authorities seizing 50,000 Bitcoin connected to piracy websites. This is pretty wild, as that's a pretty significant sum of Bitcoin. Authorities in German state Saxony reported confiscating roughly 50,000 Bitcoin as part of an investigation into copyright violations. In a January 30th announcement, the Saxony police said it coordinated with tax authorities and prosecutors to secure the Bitcoin, allegedly connected with two German and Polish nationals. And according to the police, the individuals purchased the Bitcoin worth roughly $2 billion. Wow. With the proceeds of pirated works through websites in 2013. So this is going way back, 11 years back. Quoting them here, the Bitcoin were seized after the accused voluntarily transferred them to the official wallets provided by the police. This means that the final decision has not yet been made about the utilization of the Bitcoin. So it's currently unclear when individuals allegedly connected to the crime purchased the Bitcoin, but the large amount of the seizure suggests it may have been when the price of the crypto was low. As of October 31st, data from Glassnode suggests that the authorities in the U.S. seized a total of 210,000 Bitcoin connected to various crimes. Coinbase reported in November of 2023 that German authorities filed 1,906 requests for information from the crypto exchange. Good Lord. Between the fourth quarter of 2022 and the third quarter of 2023, Binance, before its $4.3 billion settlement with the U.S. authorities, withdrew its crypto custody license application in Germany, hinting at changes to the global market and regulation. So there you have it, another $2 billion in Bitcoin confiscated by German authorities. Does that now make Germany one of the largest Bitcoin hodlers in the world? Let me know. But let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss the latest with the first applicant being accepted or sent in to the authorities over in Hong Kong. We've been discussing the Bitcoin ETF game theory in full effect, because now that we got the 11 spot ETFs approved in the United States, Hong Kong is likely to be next. And we also have El Salvador. Max has blew the whistle on. They're going to be launching a Bitcoin in, Bitcoin out spot Bitcoin ETF, unlike any of the other ETF applicants. So here's the headline. Hong Kong SFC receives the first spot Bitcoin ETF app. Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, SFC, reportedly received its first spot Bitcoin ETF app just weeks after the US SEC approved the first spot ETF in the US. Harvest Hong Kong, one of China's largest fund managers, submitted a spot Bitcoin ETF app to the Hong Kong SFC on January 26, reported by Tencent News. The report added the regulatory body is actively working to expedite the process for approval of ETFs in the country to launch the first Hong Kong spot Bitcoin ETF after the Chinese New Year, February 10th. Whoa, that's like what? A week and a half out, family. According to the report, the Hong Kong regulatory body may follow a similar approach to the US SEC to approve multiple spot ETFs to ensure a level playing field. And while Harvest Fund might be the first applicant to file for the spot Bitcoin ETF, it may not be the only one. Several regional financial institutions have signaled their interest in launching a spot Bitcoin ETF this year in 2024. And as reported, at least 10 financial institutions in the country are actively working to launch a spot Bitcoin ETF. Financial giants such as Venture Smart Financial Holdings have already set the first quarter of 2024 as their target to launch the spot Bitcoin ETF, and several existing crypto companies that launch futures-based crypto ETFs in Hong Kong also are expected to be amongst spot Bitcoin ETF filers. We have Samsung Asset Management, which launched the Samsung Bitcoin Futures ETF last year in 2023 and reportedly said it wouldn't eliminate the possibility of exploring to launch a spot ETF. Now, Hong Kong has emerged as one of the leading crypto destinations in Asia thanks to its regulators' pro-crypto approach in 2023. The SFC created crypto-focused regulations in 2023, allowing institutional and retail investors to participate in crypto activities. Even before the US SEC approved the first spot Bitcoin ETF, the Hong Kong SFC opened the door for crypto-based ETFs and expressed its readiness to receive applications for the authorization of various funds, including digital asset spot ETFs and existing crypto futures ETFs. So there you have it, my crypto fam, Bitcoin game theory in full effect as more and more competition is introducing themselves to the ETF market. What other countries do you think are likely to be launching ETFs this year in 2024? Let me know, family. But anyways, fam, we still got a few stories to cover. Let's discuss the supply shock and then the latest from the macro guru predicting Bitcoin could hit as high as $500,000 this cycle. And then we'll dive into our live Q&A and then continue with the uncensored version of the show exclusive on Rumble. So here we go. Mark Yusko says supply and demand shocks can drive Bitcoin to take out the all-time high in days. Let's go. Founder and CEO of Morgan Creek Capital, Mark Yusko, believes that Bitcoin will have an explosive rally this year. You're damn right. In a new interview with Thinking Crypto's channel, Yusko says Bitcoin can appreciate to a price of at least 100,000 per coin by the end of 2024. Quoting him here, I think we hit six figures. I do these 10 surprises every year, and one of mine was that we hit six figures. We definitely take out the all-time high. That could happen in days. Now, on what will drive the price of Bitcoin higher, here's what the hedge fund veteran had to share in the interview. Once people realize that these ETFs are taking out more Bitcoin out of the market than is mined every day, and after the halving, it is going to be two or three times that. So it is just a supply-demand problem. So we have the demand shock and, you know, basic supply and demand, right? So we're having a demand shock right now. And we're going to have a supply shock in April where we go from 900 Bitcoin mined a day to 450. You put those two things together, numbers go up. Hence, number go up technology, fam. And according to the Morgan Creek Capital CEO, some of the central banks will eventually include Bitcoin in their reserve holdings. Only a matter of time. Quoting him here, yes, we'll see central banks adopt Bitcoin the same way that central banks eventually adopted the Chinese renminbi, which is their local currency, fam. So at first, you know, all central banks own gold. Gold is the base layer of money. And then they hold other currencies of each other as a store of value. And then they issue currency on top of that. So gold is the base layer. Bitcoin is digital gold. So at some point, the smart ones are going to say, you know what? I'm going to put some in there. Preach. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Mark Yusko. And to watch the video he did, check the show notes below the video in the description. And what are your thoughts about Bitcoin smashing 100,000 this year in 2024? We also have Adam Back, the early Bitcoin OG, who played a vital role in Bitcoin being invented. FYI, he invented Hashcash, and they use much of his technology that he has created as a part of Bitcoin to have what we have today, the same way they use some of the patents that Max Keiser created on digital currency, et cetera, et cetera. But long story short, Adam Back predicts that Bitcoin hits 100,000 by March 31st, which is what? 2 months out. February, March. So within the next 60 days, can you realistically see Bitcoin hitting $100,000 per coin? Can I see it? Absolutely. I can visualize it. In fact, I visualize Bitcoin hitting $100,000 virtually every night. When it will happen, I don't know because I'm not a psychic and I don't have any basically crystal ball that I can forecast the future, but I do know and feel that 100,000 is a given. I don't know if it'll actually happen by March 31st, but I can see it happening this year. And if it didn't happen this year for whatever reason, I can most definitely see us blowing past 100,000 in 2025. But I want to know your thoughts. But anyways, family, now for our feature story of the day. Let's discuss the latest from the former Goldman Sachs executive, Raoul Powell. The macro guru foresees the potential Bitcoin bubble cycle, predicting a Bitcoin price target of up to $500,000 per coin. So let's break this one down, family, and pump the likes to help pump the stream. Greatly appreciate it. So Raoul Powell recently updated his outlook on the current crypto market cycle. Prior to founding macroeconomic and investment strategy research service, Global Macro Investor, in 2005, Powell co-managed GLG, Global Macro Fund in London, for global asset management firm GLG Partners, which is now called Man GLG. Before that, Raoul worked at Goldman Sachs alongside, Gary Gensler and the rest of them, right? Co-managing the European hedge fund sales business in equities and equity derivatives. Currently, he is the CEO of the finance and business video channel Real Vision, which he co-founded in 2014. And in a recent interview with the one and only Pompliano, the founder of Pomp Investments, Paul discussed the potential paths that Bitcoin price can take, including a scenario reminiscent of the 2011-2013 bubble cycle. So let's discuss it. Here are the highlights from the conversation with Pomp. Here are the three potential scenarios. Powell outlines three possible outcomes for the current crypto market cycle. Here's the first one, a normal cycle, which he gives a 60% probability. Raoul believes there is a 60% chance of a relatively standard market cycle, which he could see Bitcoin reaching around $150,000. So this again is his most likely scenario, which he gave 60% probability. So my question for y'all in the chat, do you believe we're likely and probable, it's probable that we hit 150,000 for the cycle peak? Let me know. Now, number two, front-loaded cycle, he gives a 20% probability. He says there is a 20% chance. And according to Raoul, that the cycle could be front-loaded potentially due to the impact of the spot Bitcoin ETFs. This scenario might lead to a quicker rise to 150,000 per coin, followed by a decline, which can then see unexpected for many investors. So let me know if you feel this can potentially happen. Now, number three, the most bullish scenario is the bubble cycle. He also gives a 20% probability. Raoul considers a 20% likelihood of a bubble cycle, similar to the one seen in 2011 and 2013. This scenario would involve an interim top, a correction, and then a massive surge in the price action. So here's his bubble cycle price target. In the bubble cycle scenario, he suggests that Bitcoin can soar as high as $500,000 per coin, which is $500,000 per BTC. Now, if you'd love to see $500,000 Bitcoin, let me know, fam. However, he humorously notes that even if his prediction is overly optimistic by 50%, the price will still reach $250,000. That's a fact. So even with the bullish scenario of $500,000, if we fall short 50%, we're still optimistic because we got a 250,000 Bitcoin, family, still at $250,000. So it's kind of like, reminds me of the saying, aim for the stars, and if you land on the moon, big whoop, right? Now, factors influencing the cycle. Raoul emphasizes the importance of various factors in determining which scenario likely plays out, including ETF flows, monetary policy, economic conditions, and the impact of the upcoming U.S. presidential election. So there you have it, family. What are your thoughts? Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to take us for this cycle peak? Do you think 150,000 conservative prediction, which he gives a 60% probability? Do you think we can potentially see 500,000 for the cycle, potentially see a double cycle top? Let me know your honest thoughts. I also remind you that the stock to flow is predicting anywhere between 100,000 and 1,000,000 per coin average between 2024 and 2028. Now, if history is to rhyme, then we're likely to hit that cycle peak in 2025. My scenario, I think that can potentially play out. We could hit $100,000 this year in 2024, have a significant correction, and then continue with our parabolic surge like history shows us the year preceding the halving, like they're referring to the bubble cycle in from 2011 to 2013. In 2011, Bitcoin was probably ranging from a couple of dollars to $10. 2012, we had a halving. And in 2013, it was one of the most parabolic rallies we have witnessed in a halving cycle. So if we have a repeat of that, I mean, who knows? The truth of the reality is Bitcoin has no top because fiat has no bottom. Here's what I can guarantee you. You know what I mean? It's a mathematical certainty that the purchasing power in fiat US dollars is guaranteed to decline. And it's also a mathematical certainty where it's guaranteed the purchasing power of Bitcoin is mathematically guaranteed to increase your purchasing power. How can I say that so confidently? Because they're going to continue to print dollars. And Bitcoin has the opposite effect of the dollars. Bitcoin has number go up technology. Dollars, they print more. It creates inflation, eventually hyperinflation, which leads to eventually hyper Bitcoinization, where Bitcoin's purchasing power goes through the moon. Like today, with one Bitcoin worth $42,500, you can buy a very nice car. Maybe in 10 years, you'll be able to buy a $1 million mansion with that same Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is mathematically guaranteed to increase its purchasing power, because the US dollar is mathematically guaranteed to lose its purchasing power. So the smart play, treat Bitcoin as a savings. Instead of saving fiat crap in the bank, which depreciates like a melting ice cube, as Saylor once described it, you could be saving in Bitcoin, increasing your purchasing power. Don't use a bank account as a savings, because it's not. In fact, you're probably going to lose 15 to 20% of purchasing power just due to inflation, hence the melting ice cube theory that Saylor talks about. So the smart play, if you want to be in this for the long haul, is use Bitcoin as a savings. And again, you're going to be blessed over the long haul. And maybe that one Bitcoin can purchase everything you've ever dreamed of in your life if you're willing to hodl and play the long game. Some of you guys are in this for the short haul. Some of you are ishcoining, doing what you're going to do. I don't judge. Respect to all. I hope you guys all win at the end of the day. But it's a mathematical certainty that Bitcoin will go up in purchasing power as the dollar is mathematically guaranteed to lose its purchasing power, and no one can change that. So with that being shared, family, let me know your thoughts and let's dive into our live Q&A session. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.